So we talked a lot about politics, and I even said this, Big Fatty never, I don't think he ever joins the Archer Gangbang show, because apparently Archer is very political, and Fatty is afraid Archer is going to bring up something political. So I made the joke, well, it wasn't really a joke, but I made the statement last night that, oh, it's a good thing Fatty has that rule that he doesn't join. I don't know if it's a rule even, but it's a good thing he doesn't join gangbang shows, because we definitely were political last night and we talked about all of the various stuff. And
it's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's a good thing he doesn't join gangbang.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3275 of the BFO for Wednesday the 13th of 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day. There was something in the Villa mailbox, and maybe a kerfuffle. Big Fatty! Hello, Cackler's Big Fatty, Mr. Cackle. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you cacklers today because, y'all, I've gone and done something, and y'all, it makes me think that this is exactly something Mr. Cackle would do. Y'all, I bought me one of those, looks like one of those scan guns that you go through the self-checkout with. It's a thermometer. And, the interesting thing about this is that it sends my temperature directly to my iPhone, to the health app. And, I just think that, that's a good gadget. If you ask Big Fatty, a good gadget. It definitely sounds like Mr. Cackle. He'll probably want information on where you got it. It's true. Calm, happy music. We all need a little calm. It's true. We all need a little calm. And y'all, I hope you're continuing. I hope you're continuing to take time to look out for yourself and exhale. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I have to exhale. I can't inhale when you have gas. Well, it's true. Anyway, after I talked to you on yesterday's little show, after I had that gigantic chef salad, I just wasn't hungry come supper time, so I just had a few little cheese cookeries, and I had I had one of those. You got parfaits with the fruit. This had the blueberries and the strawberries in it. So I just had that about 8 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I watched the I forgot that Monday night was the first Jeopardy without that Alex Trebek. I don't know if you heard, but he and Marianne both died. Yes, Big Fatty, and the rest. Ken Jennings was the host. And y'all, speaking of that, y'all, there's a new quiz program called The Chase. And it's Ken Jennings, and it's the three that were in the Jeopardy GOAT, greatest of all times. It's those three guys. Y'all, it's a pretty good little show. You might want to put that in your VRC and check it out. But y'all, I watched part of the sports ball championship. Y'all, in between the commercials and everything, I took my go to bed pills and brushed the teefies and fired up the electric camisole on the bed and everything. And so y'all, by the time halftime came around, y'all, I was tired, and y'all, I crawled in the bed. I don't know. It was probably right at 10 o'clock, maybe a few minutes after. And y'all, I guarantee you, I was dead to the world. Oh, Big Fatty, the big dirt nap. Don't get our hopes up. No, I was dead to the world by 10:30 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, it was a cool, actually, it was a cold night, and that electric camisole was just perfect. And, it was supposed to be rainy, so, that makes it even colder. Slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, you still need to have a shop vac cleanup. Got up on Tuesday morning, and y'all, I got up. I woke up about a little after 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Now, y'all, that sounds early, but y'all, that meant I had 8 hours of sleep. but I didn't get out of the love chamber until, I don't know, a little bit after 7:30 a.m. in the morning. I probably drifted back off a little bit. But y'all, I got up, had my coffee, read the newspaper, did my Sudoku. And y'all, then I took some of that shaved ham that I bought at the Von's East. And I browned it in some butter in a skillet and then cracked 3 big eggs in on top of it. Y'all, it's just delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk, went up around the big circle, came back, and y'all, I was sitting on the veranda of the villa, and y'all, here comes young Nicholas. It was young Nicholas, and y'all, he had to go to the vampire also, but he went on Monday. No, he went on Tuesday. So he came by and just checked on the elderly for a little bit. And y'all, I was ready for, and while he was here, he was talking on the horn, as they say, to some of his co-workers. And so I got me a nice hot share. And then I got dressed and came out and visited with him for a little bit. And y'all, then I said, I may have to lay down for a little nipper nap. And he says, well, I think I might have to also. So he put on his what can brown do for you camisole. And he was off to go home for a nipper nap. And I laid down for, I didn't really nip a nap. Y'all, I just turned that electric camisole, you can preheat it, and it turns it on high. And and then it goes back to whatever you've set it for. But I just laid there with some nice warmth on my back and, y'all, and just piddled around a little bit. And, y'all, I decided I was a little hungry, so I had one of those shake-and-bake poke chops that I had told you about on yesterday's little show. And right now I'm waiting for my cackle thermometer to be delivered. And while I was waiting, there was something in the little mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, I've got a credit cards here. Y'all, the first one is from Georgia. Big Fatty, it looks like it may be from two people. It does look like it may be from two people. Let's just open it up here and see see what it says. Y'all, it's Big Fatty. It's the Santa Claus bear, and he fell on his bohonker. He did. He's ice skating. And y'all open it up and says, hope your holidays are filled with fun. May 2021 bring back the Gentleman Caller segment. Yes, Big Fatty. Those bobos aren't going to... Those bobos aren't going to honk themselves. Y'all, it's from Terminally Single Tim and the Baby's Arm. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Terminally Single Tim and the Baby's Arm. You know, Tim could probably honk the Baby's Arm. Maybe. Y'all, the next one is from Amy. It's from Pocket Size Amy from out there in the Arizona. And let's just see what Amy has sent Big Fatty. Let's just say it says, I can't get it out. It says, stay connected. And y'all, there's pictures of a puppy dog and two little kitty cats and some pictures of sunsets. Look at that. There's Amy. And I guess that's her family there, too. And I believe she has a brother. It says, Big Fatty, thank you for welcoming me into the Pride 48 family with open arms. I love being connected to you all. Happy 2021. Love, Amy. Well, Amy, thank you so much for that. Y'all, again, I'll put a picture of this up on the BFO today. This card is not, you know, this card is for the little show, and there's another one that says this card is not for the little show. Y'all, this is from Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. So we're gonna open the one that is not for the no, Big Fatty. That is for the little show, and here we go. And it says, y'all, it's all these cocktails. And it looks like it's from the Hawaiian. And it says, pa rum 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 rum. Pa rum 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 rum. Big Fatty, that's weird. And it says, hope your holidays are filled with good spirits. Big Fatty, did you see what he did there with the good spirits? I did. It says, sorry, I couldn't find a kid. That said, pa-jin-a-jin-jin-jin. Have a wonderful 2021. Love you. Chris from Tennessee. Big Fatty, I thought he was from New Jersey. Oh, well, he was from Tennessee, and then he went to New Jersey. Now he's back in Tennessee, so I think he's put in official name change with the government or something. But, Chris, thank you so much, and I'll take a look at this other kid. And when I finish recording the little show, and I'll get return cards out to all of you. Yes, Big Fatty. Did you see it? Did you see it? On the two, I say Tuesday, Price is Right. Y'all, that Jerry from the Stinky Orangutans was the very first contestant to come on down. And y'all, he actually got up on stage. And y'all, he played the game more or less. Now, I'm not going to spoil it for you as to what happened in that and all, but, y'all, I got to admit something. Y'all, just listening to Jerry on the Stinky Orangutans, y'all, I always pictured him as a skinny African-American big old queen. And, y'all, the only part of that that's true is a big old queen. Y'all, one last little thing. Y'all, did you see the pictures of the Southberries? Y'all, they were over at the new compound. And, y'all is Danbury Jr. was holding up some sign that says we own this effing house or something like that. I don't know what it was, but y'all, his pictures were just as cute as they could be. But y'all, I did in the mailbox, y'all, I got a 30% off at the Kohl's, and so the Southberries may want to visit their new Kohl's. Or you can shop online. It's probably easier. Y'all, it's in effect from January 14th through the 24th. So that's tomorrow through the 24th. Y'all, 30% off. And if you use your Kohl's charge card and use the code FAVORITE 30. Big Fatty just reminds everybody of you 40 years ago. No, Favorite 30. Favorite 30. So y'all check it out and buy yourself something. Yes, Big Fatty. And you get the Kohl's cash too. Yes, Big Fatty. And they can send that to you. No, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are.
Y'all, my cousin, you know, now that the Hatterina's dead, my cousin's now sending me the jokes and the kerfuffles. So, y'all, I thought this one was good, and it's about getting old. Big Fatty, you could probably relate to it. I can. I'll just read it to you. It says, two guys grow up together, but after college, one moves to Georgia and the other to California. They agree to meet every 10 years in Florida to play golf and to catch up with each other. At age 32, they meet, finish their round of golf, and head to lunch. Where do you want to go to lunch? Hooters. Why Hooters? Well, they have those servers with the big boobs, the tight shorts, and the gorgeous legs. You're old. At age 42, they meet and play golf again. Where do you want to go to lunch? Hooters. Again? Why? Well, they have cold beer, big screen TVs, and side action on the game. Okay, well, at age 52, they meet and play again, and so where do you want to go to lunch? Who does? Why? Well, the food is pretty good, and there's plenty of parking. Okay, at age 62, they meet again. Where do you want to go? Hooters. Why? Well, the wings are half price, and the food isn't too spicy. Good choice. At age 72, they meet again. Once again, after a round of golf, one says, where shall we go for lunch? Who does? Why? Well, they have 6 handicapped parking spaces right by the door, and they have senior discounts. Great choice. At age 82, they meet and play again. Where shall we go for lunch? Who does? Why? Because we've never been there before. Okay, well, let's give it a try. Big Fatty, that's a good one.
And watching your flings be flung all over makes me feel young all over.
In just no time at all.
Oh, dear. I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I love that music. The first one was from Pippin, and it starred Irene Ryan. You know, she was Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. And then the second version, which came in there in the middle, was Andrea Martin, who played the part of Granny in the revival. And y'all, in the lyrics say, "I'm 66. I'm nearing death." Big Fatty, that's about right. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat. And Adam, anything you want to whisper to Big Fatty?
It's a good thing he doesn't join gangbang.
Big Fatty, you gotta get a vaccine before you can have gentlemen call a gangbang.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.